Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, hello and welcome to Steelers Post Game on DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcasting Network. I'm Dan Kovacevic. He's Eddie Provident. He's Chris Halleck. And we are in this place.
Wonderful Cleveland.
It didn't go well for the football team tonight, to say the least. And is there one area that you'd focus on out of it?
I'm going to harp on the same thing we harped on last week.
What's that?
Quarterback play. Listen, he was 8-9 in the first half, but not a single one of those 9 passes went to the middle of the field. Only a handful of them went downfield. Even on the play that George Pickens made, he had a wide receiver wide open down the middle of the field. At some point in time, you have to utilize that third.
But he did, though, in fairness, yeah. Eddie. I mean, he went to the middle of the field at the very end.
And I understand coverage.
But the first half. No. I'm talking about the second half.
But that's now, desperation.
The Browns are in a different type of defense and everything else here. Pat Freiermuth told me just now in the room that he felt at least encouraged by that. That felt more like his type of offense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What about you? What would you pick?
Weighted downs. Mike Tomlin puts a lot of emphasis on weighted downs. The Steelers were 1-for-9.
One of third, nine on third down.
Can't happen.
The Browns.
Not for the second half. No, for the whole game.
Yeah, the whole game. And then the Browns converted 3 or 4 fourth downs. They couldn't stop Nick Chubb. Choosing one thing is impossible. There was just a
couldn't
lot
stop
wrong
Nick Chubb is an understatement.
Well, actually, if we had Mike Tomlin on, all he would talk about is Nick Chubb. We asked other questions. I asked other questions about stopping this or stopping that or doing this or doing that, and he kept coming back with Nick Chubb. Someone even asked about David Njoku, who I thought might have been the best player on the field for either team, the Cleveland tight end. And he said he heard us, but not like Chubb did. So that tells me that this is a head coach who is frustrated, and legitimately so, rightly so, with his defense being unable to stop the run.
And what's concerning is that was the problem last year. Remember Minneapolis.
Big
Remember
problem.
Seattle.
They were 32nd in the league.
It's a big problem. It was a huge problem last year, and it doesn't look like the highest paid defense in the NFL has figured this out.
This is just a defense without its best player, and he just is that.
I'm sorry, one player can't make that much of a difference.
Especially not an outside linebacker. TJ steals the edge. TJ is a professional when it comes to preventing the run. Alex Highsmith does a good job of it.
Yeah.
But ultimately, you guys saw it. Yeah. He's gashing. Kareem Hunt was gashing, and they're gashing up the middle.
Tackling was bad tonight.
Tackling was bad, but can I make it an excuse or offer an excuse?
Absolutely. I'm all ears.
Sorry, but that side of the football to me looks gassed.
Yeah.
Okay, you play 100 snaps in Cincinnati. You have another game at home right after that against New England, which also presented the Steelers with rushing challenge and gained 124 yards.
Yep.
And then the Browns come at you 3 days later on the schedule in their stadium and put up 171 yards on the ground. 171. Cam Hayward was being knocked backward. That is a defense that is gassed.
Yes, absolutely. And again, it comes down to why can't the offense stay on the field? 1 of 9 on third down, that's a major problem. They've talked about needing to be better on third downs. They were kind of better last week, but they're right back to not being able to convert again. And again, that comes back
Chris,
to...
Chris, you brought something up to me while we were waiting in the locker room.
Yeah.
The Steelers averaged 4.7 yards per carry on the ground. Najee Harris looked like Najee Harris. Yeah. Why get away from that? The game was close. Why get away from that game plan?
The offensive line
actually looked good tonight.
It was
in the run.
They scored 14 points in the first half. They looked dynamic. It all opened up because they ran the football.
They ran the football well, and it wasn't just Najee, like you said. It was also the O-line. I talked to some guys. Some of the big men up front, and they felt pretty good about their performance without, crowing and celebrating or whatever. Don't ever take that out of context. They have to do their own jobs. They feel like they did to a large extent. Jaylen Warren was effective, and then he fumbled, and then, boom, There he goes.
And then his only other effective play got called back on the ineligible man downfield.
Yeah. So there were signs there. I see close to zero indications of something encouraging with this offense. It's not absolute zero.
Yeah, not absolute zero, but it's close.
And for the defense, honestly, I just think they need a break.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
And they're getting 10 days.
And I ask you guys this before we go. Is there a chance that this is just a mediocre to below average football team?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, especially if you lose your best player, now all of a sudden the defense gets that much worse. They can't rush the quarterback like they were able to before. And the offense is, they may be trying to figure stuff out, but it's just the bottom line is this is not a good offense. And if you can't score points in today's NFL, you're not going to.
Yeah. Maybe I'm being the eternal optimist here, but I want to see them with a break. Like you said, this defense was gassed. They don't have TJ Watt. I don't think losing TJ Watt brings them down this much. I think this was a bad showing.
Except that the numbers support that
right.
It does. That's the I think that sometimes too.
Yeah.
But now they're 0-5 in games all time that games that he doesn't start. Yeah. They give up an average of an additional touchdown per game. They get no takeaways.
Yeah.
And let's face it, look, it's hard to measure what someone like that does for everyone else on the defense because he's coming in there. I like to think of it like the Bud Dupree effect when Bud was here. Bud would come in from the right side and not necessarily achieve anything statistically, but he had those monster arms waving all over the place, and he had everyone going, oh, no, what do we do about this guy? And it messed everything up. He was chaos.
I guess to your point then, with T.J. Watt in the lineup, Alex Highsmith, 3 sacks.
Alex Highsmith, and he didn't look so good in the New England game, but he sure bounced back.
He bounced back today for sure.
He did.
But you can tell defenses are keying on him a little, or offenses are keying on him a little bit more.
They should.
And he's not the defensive player of the year.
And just one more point real quick. Whenever they did well against the running against Cincinnati, they did it with almost primarily 2 down linemen, which allowed them to drop more guys back in coverage, which allowed them to stop to, you know, Joe Burrow and that receiving core. And tonight, they couldn't even stop Jacoby Brissett. So I think the TJ Watt effect is stronger than people want to maybe give credit.
Yeah, in fairness, there are two teams in this game, and Brissett played really well. I thought I mentioned Njoku. We've mentioned Chubb.
Amari Cooper also had a good game.
Amari Cooper had a real nice game other than a drop real late. You know, I'm not saying that they're any good, okay? And I'm definitely not going to be the one to build up Myles Garrett since he doesn't need it. He played today. He was bleeping invisible out there.
I didn't even realize that he played today.
He had as many sacks as TJ Watt today.
Yeah, right? He sure did. Anyway, thanks for watching this. And we will be back with another one of these after the game against the Jets.
Yes.